Hello and welcome to Girlfriend Translator episode
22.
Yes, ma'am. How are you doing tonight?
Good, and you?
Good. We just tried to record that same segment and second time's charm.
Yes.
Before we begin, I'm going to do the typical plug to please leave a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts. If where you're listening doesn't accept ratings and reviews, please migrate over to a different platform that does, namely Apple and or Spotify, and then you can go back to where you typically listen.
Why is it so important?
It's important because that helps other people discover the podcast. So if you think that other people should listen to us, we happen to be of that opinion. So
yes,
it could help
absolutely.
Other people find us. And
so it really does help.
It does. Yeah, it does help with discoverability.
Because yeah. Otherwise, it's if you're difficult. Not like really, really rich.
Yeah, because these
these
podcast
is just...
production studios that were formerly independent, like Gimlet, Pineapple Street Media, they've been bought up by larger production companies, so they have massive budgets for advertising, which is why if you frequently listen to podcasts, you'll get ads for like Gimlet shows, This American Life, new CNN podcasts.
Oh, that's just they're so gross. Really, it's so gross.
So reviews are like kind of like the last bastion for championing.
Independent media. Yeah, like actual genuine people doing it for the love of it and not grifting.
Yeah, exactly. So that is one way that you can easily, it takes like 30 seconds to show support and to help other people find.
I think it's so important now to do that. I always take time now to do all of that. That's like something you can do that really does make a difference. It really matters.
Yes, it does. So thank you if you have left a review, and we appreciate it if you haven't already. Secondly, if you have your own relationship questions that you'd like us to answer in upcoming shows, you can send them to girlfriendtranslator@gmail.com. The email address is in the show notes, or you can just type it out, girlfriendtranslator@gmail.com. We're going to start today with a listener question. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, this one comes from Andrew. His question is quite short. Okay, so he says, we broke up last summer, and I think she hates me, but I found some of her stuff. Should I reach out to let her know?
Oh, boy.
We've been in no contact for a few months, and she seems to want me dead, LOL. Some of this stuff might be emotionally tied to our previous relationship for her. So what should I do?
Jeez, it depends on what the stuff is, I guess. Uh-huh. So it has a lot of emotional attachment.
He said it might. It might have an emotional attachment for her.
Which means it probably does.
Uh-huh.
So he just found it?
Yeah, he just found her stuff in his place. They broke up.
Well,
summer.
What he could do is send it to her, or maybe drop it off when she's not there, and then write a nice note, you know, something nice. Like, I didn't know if it upset you if to see me. I did want to, but that or that could really hurt her.
Uh-huh.
So actually, I wouldn't do any of that. I would keep it for a while.
Okay.
And wait. How long ago?
They broke up last summer, so like 9-10 months ago now, I'm guessing.
I just think maybe if it was, if you think she hates you, I don't know, maybe just sit on it for a while, but don't get rid of it. Definitely save it. Because I think that would mean something to her at some point if she asks for it or if you feel like there's been enough time. And to know that you took care of it will mean something to her.
Yeah.
So my first thought was kind of just sit on it for a while. Don't. Reopen the wound, maybe.
Okay.
And whatever she's saying about you, you know, it's just venting. It's just because she's hurt.
Right.
So even if she keeps saying things like, you didn't give me my stuff or whatever, like, she doesn't mean that. You know, you're being sensitive. And so that's actually kind of nice. So later down the road, she will probably appreciate that, especially if you keep it, no matter how many moves you make, just keep it.
That's nice.
Keep it safe and nice. You know, it's no big deal.
Yeah.
It would mean a lot to somebody.
Yeah.
To know that you didn't...
Like, just trash it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just a nice thing to do.
I think so. So
and it's a thoughtful question, you know?
Yeah. So you just say sit on it.
I would.
And you think that...
Because she might read into it. You don't know. And maybe you ought to, you know, if you know she hates you, which she doesn't hate you, she's just very hurt.
Activated.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Like, don't mess with that. You don't want to do that. And you also don't want to lead her on.
Uh-huh.
And make her think that that's a way of reaching out, unless it is.
Mm-hmm.
And if it is, then that's a whole other question.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you can ask another question, if it is.
Yeah.
About that, because that's a whole other thing. And that can be dealt with, you know.
Right.
So yeah, just hold on to it and don't worry about it right now.
I think that's good advice. Yeah. Thank you, Andrew. And yeah, if you have a follow-up question, if you would like to get back in touch with her, mm-hmm. let us know.
Always, yeah, welcome follow-up questions, because so many questions, I wish I had the person here so I could just ask like a few more questions and then, because uh-huh. that's ideal.
Yeah,
it but, is. And then I could give more, you know, hopefully better advice. I think it's decent advice, but.
Yeah, I think it is too, to just hold, if you're not sure how the person might react.
Yeah, but if you want further, yeah. Like, I can definitely go further.
Right. So thank you.
That is a nice, that's like a really a thoughtful thing that you would even consider her feelings, like, to that extent. You're not just bitter yourself, you actually care. Right. That's very sweet.
Yeah.
Sounds like a nice person.
Thank you, Andrew.
Yes.
Are you ready for the next question?
What if I wasn't, and what would that mean? What would it look like? Would it sound like?
Give you your time, you know?
What would I do?
I don't know. Maybe you've got to get a snack or, you know, a bottle of water. Maybe you just got to stretch your legs for
No.
Okay. Maybe you had
I'll always be ready.
Maybe you had some more thoughts for Andrew. And
that'd be weird if I wasn't ready. Like I was one of those bottles like genies come out of, and you have to rub it and make sure it's like whatever.
The ideal.
Yeah. No. Always ready.
This
I really am, weirdly.
You are.
Like, it wouldn't matter where I was. If someone had a question and they just asked me on a street, I would have an answer for them.
The main reason I ask, actually, is, like, have you exhausted all your thoughts for the former one? Like, are you ready to move on?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
That's mostly
I'm pretty
why.
Decisive.
Yeah. Not necessarily that I think that you're gonna, you know...
Be moody.
Yeah, exactly.
And rude.
Exactly. So this next one comes from Reddit. The username is me91234. The title is, I met a nice girl. I invited her for a coffee. She refused, saying that she has a boyfriend, but acting like she's very interested.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so I'm 36, single and divorced recently. No Ooh. Kids. I met a girl. I see her from time to time and we chat a little. Once I invited her to have a coffee together and she refused. Later,
well, I'm trying to understand the refusal. I refuse. I will not. No, she's married, right?
Later,
or she have a boyfriend?
Later, she told me that she refused because she already has a boyfriend. At the same time, whenever we meet up, we have a very good, more and more open conversation about our life, faith, political views, families, etc. It's often quite deep. So basically, she refused a drinking coffee together, but makes the impression that she's interested and really likes me. It's not only conversations, but also bigger and bigger smiles every time she sees me. So I'm confused. But maybe I'm seeing this in the wrong way. Maybe she just tries to be nice for me because
no.
she feels bad.
No, 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 no. No one's going to do that.
Maybe now I have an idea that next time I meet her, I'll simply discuss it with her. If she openly tells me about her family, it shouldn't be a problem for me to ask about her boyfriend, right? I think I could do it naturally next time I see her. I just need to check if her boyfriend is a real thing or just a way to keep me at distance for now.
She wouldn't be talking to you if she wanted to keep you at bay.
Uh-huh.
So I don't, do girls do that? I don't think
the,
that...
The more I know her, the more I like her, but I don't want to leave in some delusions if she really is in a relationship.
No, all I know is if you don't want to talk to someone, you really don't want to talk to them.
Right.
So you will avoid them.
Right.
Like, I know that I will do anything.
Right.
To avoid a person.
Right.
If I don't, like, if it's that kind of situation.
Uh-huh.
A, not to lead them on.
Mm-hmm.
B, because I just panic.
Mm-hmm.
Has nothing to do with them.
Mm-hmm.
If they're a weirdo, then that speaks for itself. I'm
right.
going to avoid them. I might even quit my job at some point. You know what I mean? Like, because I just don't... That's so sensitive. And I just... You don't want to hurt anyone. And I wouldn't... I think most people do avoid it. They're not going to keep talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Right.
But that doesn't mean you should ask.
Right.
I think in a way... I mean... I think what's going... Going is well. It's going well. It's going very well. It looks good for you.
Mm-hmm.
But do you really? Well, how would you feel if that was your girlfriend? You wouldn't want her talking to some guy like that,
right?
Of course you wouldn't. But if you are the guy in that relationship, and you want to think of him too,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know if it's appropriate to keep badgering her about if she has a boyfriend. I don't know how. I just think of the other guy in this.
Right.
And if he doesn't know, if, and maybe she's uncomfortable, but she's trying to warm up to him. But I don't think that requires this person to necessarily say anything. Mm-hmm. You might want to wait for a little bit.
Right.
And let it get even more friendly.
Right.
And then maybe she'll just tell you.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how I'd feel about that. I just would feel, I don't know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to ask. I would feel bad for the other person. I would just feel like that's, I don't want to be that person who, I would just feel like that's such a, that would hurt me so much. Like, it'd be so nice if I was in a relationship, whether it was going wrong or not. And if I didn't know that the guy on the other side didn't push it.
Right.
Out of respect.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I do.
That would be really honorable not to.
Right.
But I think you'll know if it's, if you're not sure yet, I wouldn't push it. Let her deal with that relationship.
That seems like good advice.
Yeah, because it's not like you're not young.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know how long, you don't know. And I just wouldn't want to mess with that. That's someone else's life. And
right.
I think it's looking really good for you.
Right.
So don't mess with it. I wouldn't do that.
Right.
Because that might upset her.
Yeah.
Let her get there on her own. I would let her get there on her own. That's what I would say. Just let her get there on her own. She seems to be getting there.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
If she already told you once.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's mixed signals. That's how it goes, you know? Right. There might be changes in her life. She might be transitioning out of that relationship, but that takes time. Right. And I don't think pushing at all is a good idea. I wouldn't do that.
I think that's good advice.
Out of respect for the other person in that relationship.
Yeah.
Don't just go by her signals. Let her get there on her own. Let her be sure on her own.
Right.
I think that's better for you too, or for the person.
I think so too.
Because you don't want to ever be the excuse or the reason why she has a regret. And I think if you push, you might be blamed inadvertently at some point down the road, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't want to get in the middle of that.
Right.
That's what I think. Just don't kiss her or anything.
Yeah, I think that's
like
good
advice. That's the worst. Like, don't do that. Just you don't want to do that. But you could also, you know what you could say to her? Actually, you could just tell her the truth. Like, I feel like I like you more now.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you've got a boyfriend, so I don't want to interfere with that. That's one thing. Just be straight with her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to mess with that relationship. I don't want to be the reason that I am, like, feeling closer to you. So,
mm-hmm.
And I still like you. And I don't know if I should keep doing this because you said you were in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great thing to do. You can do that. If he's too shy,
mm-hmm.
if he has a note, then wait. Mm-hmm. Let it keep going as it is, and it will get there. If it's supposed to, it will. But that's either way, that's a good option too.
Mm-hmm. Just being honest.
Yeah, because the worst you can feel is a little dumb, but you're not dumb.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no, not at all. Because if you're talking, she would not be talking to you. She would make it very clear that she doesn't want to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
She would be curt. She would be brief.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're not idiots. You know, all of us humans, we kind of do. I think what you're feeling is real.
Right.
And if she does do that and she doesn't like you, then that's on her.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to feel anything about that except what an idiot.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Really?
Uh-huh.
That's not your fault. You have nothing to feel stupid about, by the way.
Right.
So, you know, unless you push the boyfriend thing, I wouldn't do that. But I would say that, yeah, this is kind of hard for me because I like you. She knows you like her.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really going to be hard on you, isn't it?
Right.
So I get the feeling she likes you too. So, like, but you don't want to be the one who gets her there. You want her to get there on her own. You know, that's the thing. And I think that by saying what you feel, like, this is not, it makes you look very ethical.
Mm-hmm.
And that's even more attractive.
Right.
Like, that you don't want to mess with that you respect this guy without even knowing him. You respect that relationship. That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you win either way, either letting it go and just letting yourselves get closer naturally, or just saying that to her,
mm-hmm.
but not asking if she still has a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think that's...
Yeah,
I think you kind of get... You mm-hmm. look really good either way over here on these with these
two options.
But that one I wouldn't do.
Right.
You want to look respectful. And any relationship anyone has is... important to them. It was important to them. It mattered to them at some point. Mm-hmm. So it should be treated with some respect, you know?
Yeah, I think so.
So you want to be treated that way, you know, in your relationships. So I think that would be the kind of chivalrous thing to do, like kind of cool. Very, I think that would make you more attractive.
I think so too.
And then you'll know. And if you kind of like what's going on, just let it go.
Right.
Because that's kind of fun too.
Right.
But it sounds like you're starting to really like her, so.
Uh-huh.
But that's kind of fun too.
It's nice.
If she's not married, you have a great chance, so.
Mm-hmm.
That's really nice. I'm happy for this person that he got divorced and now he's met someone that he really, that's really neat. That's nice for him.
Yeah, it is.
Because that, like, divorce sucks.
Mm-hmm.
That's really nice, so I'm happy for him.
Me too. I hope somehow this Redditor finds your advice.
I do too.
You know,
but there's so many people that can use this advice.
Yeah, I think so too.
It's just nice to hear. It's like, oh, yeah, that's really fun,
mm-hmm.
really stressful, but it's a great preoccupation.
Right.
And then it can become kind of haunting. And then, but that's kind of fun too in a way. It's like torture.
Uh-huh.
But you don't want to lose it. You know, that energy, that kind of excitement, that's really a great period of getting to know someone. It's wonderful. So,
yeah.
You might want to think that through if you want that to stop immediately, or do you really want your answer yet, or
right.
Or are you kind of enjoying this because it is fun?
Are you ready for the next one?
Are you kidding?
Yeah, I'm gonna still ask.
No, I'm ready. Yes.
I'm always gonna ask.
I'm ready.
It's the polite thing to do.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
This one comes from a user named Throw RA Stuff One. So it's a throwaway
okay.
Reddit account.
Boy, that's important to you, isn't it?
I always mention that because I don't know.
I really want to know why, actually, because I still don't get it.
I think because I'm literally reading it verbatim, and then I realize, like, oh, the...
So it's not important at all?
I think that I'm just commenting.
Is it like a tick?
I think it might be.
It's very funny.
It might be a tick.
If it's a tick, it's...
So this Excuse one comes me. From a male who's 22 and his girlfriend is 19. So my girlfriend wants me to throw away all the gifts my exes gave. I really don't want to trash handmade gifts someone gave me.
They're handmade?
For a relationship that ended
someone
well.
Handmade you gifts?
Yes.
Who was that?
Basically my girlfriend.
What do you think they are? I wonder if it's like melted
well,
gold.
I actually screenshot the
Or if she had a, like a bronze, like a, what, like one of those, maybe she did like a lost wax method and made him these beautiful
well,
pieces.
I screenshot the comments where someone else had that same question he answers. So I'll read the question and then I'll also read the...
What good is it going to do to throw them away? Does that mean it's okay then? Oh, he doesn't think about that? Like she's worried that he's thinking about another girl or uh-huh. that he's attached to this other girl, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, but if you throw them away, that doesn't change it.
Exactly.
You just look like a naggy girlfriend. Like you look insecure too. That's the girlfriend, not the guy.
Yes. So basically,
but if they're like sex toys, then yeah, get rid of them. Burn them. Have a bonfire and do a ceremony.
Basically,
get one of those things.
My girlfriend found a called? Gift. My
one of those things?
I don't know.
That.
What? A pendulum?
Yes, like oh. a pendulum and do a whole ceremony. Like in, what was that show? Charmed.
Uh-huh.
You know, they could do that. You could do that. That witch, like that three...
Uh-huh.
What am I talking about? Oh my God. Okay, never mind.
So basically,
if that
my
would make her feel better.
What was that?
If that would make her feel better. Get a shaman.
So basically, my girlfriend found a gift my ex made for me a while ago. I don't like throwing away things that anyone spent a long time making
Wait,
for me.
Wait, here's what he could do. Is get sage.
Uh-huh.
He could set it up so that when she comes into the apartment... He'll act like he doesn't hear her. And she can set up all the gifts and make it like a ceremony of letting go. Wouldn't that be hilarious if he set it all up and he's all emotional? And he's like, oh, God, I didn't expect you to see this. I just, you know, and then, oh, my God, I could think of so many things like that for guys to do that would absolutely work. Be a complete lie, but it would be so easy to con, like, someone into thinking you're this, oh, God.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just enjoy telling these What yes. is this? I don't know. They're absurd stories that aren't happening that just the thought of that makes me laugh.
He says, I don't like throwing away things that anyone spent a long time making for me.
That's sweet.
And they do hold sentimental value to me. But I also, of course, recognize that no one wants to see evidence of past relationships.
No, they don't. You could put it in a box.
We've been dating for a little over 6 months, and this is the first real fight that we've had. She's extremely upset.
What if, do you have your shit hanging everywhere? I mean, what is this? Do you wear this stuff? Do you have t-shirts of the two of you kissing?
I'll read out what the... Okay. So, what the fuck is this? Sorry.
Like her underwear? Like what?
So one is a handmade stuffed animal.
Oh, that's cute.
And the other one is a glass art piece with a photo of us on a beach.
Okay, that's a little bit weird.
There's also a long poem that she wrote for me from a while ago that I forgot about until I was trying to remember everything that she gave me when my current girlfriend asked.
Oh, why did you have to remember?
Well, like she asked where's all the...
Wait, but did she not know these things existed?
She didn't know they existed.
Then why are you telling her?
Well, I guess she stumbled upon the stuffed animal.
But why are you telling her the rest?
And then she asked what other...
And you answered?
Apparently you did.
Why?
So I honestly don't remember what all of my first girlfriend gave me.
I could just see this guy doing it. Well, there's a, like listing it very matter of fact. It's like,
it sounds
no.
Like that's what happened.
No.
It sounds like she found one and then he was honest about all of it. And now she's like, throw away them all. So what's your take on this?
The fact is, here's what's happening to her as you're listing off these things. And it's not, I don't think it's her fault necessarily. It's just... probably the way a woman's mind works.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think, like, I'm not saying that men and women are so different.
Right.
No, and for the most part, we're not. We're humans, right? But there are these things I think that are different. Because, right. Like, this guy, he's doing what a guy would do.
Right.
He's not thinking of it that way. She asked a question. He's being honest. That means he's honest. Like, right. He's not going to lie to you.
Right.
And actually, I do respect that. But I don't know that she's going to get that.
All right.
She's going to think... Oh, they must matter to you then. They must, because right. That's how our minds work.
Right.
But it isn't because we mean them to work that way either. Like, mm-hmm. That's just what women are like that. That doesn't mean we all act on it. That doesn't mean we don't all know that that's ridiculous. Maybe what it is sometimes we just don't know.
Right.
And it doesn't mean we're like idiots. It's that is how our hormones work.
Right.
Same with guys. They're more... practical. Mm-hmm. They're going to be more objective about things that we might not.
Right.
So the blessing of having emotions that are more nuanced, which is what women tend to have, is that we can help guys see things they might not be able to, maybe they wouldn't naturally pick up on.
Right.
In relationships, work, anything. Mm-hmm. Really, just it could be anything. It's not all about emotions. It's a lot of things. It's called nuance.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be super useful.
Right.
And with guys, they can cut to the chase,
right.
And simplify, and that is the gift they give to us. Mm-hmm. And I believe this is very true because I've experienced it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because it makes you look at yourself and go, "Oh, why can't I just do that?
Mm-hmm.
That looks so much easier." And so the guy gets very frustrated by the fact, "Why can't you just make it easy?" It's like, right. But that's just not how you wouldn't get a lot of the things you like about the woman without some of the things you don't. And it's not that you don't like them. It's that you don't understand these things because that's not how your mind works.
Right.
There are always exceptions, but I would say you tend to have more of a guy's mind when it comes to things like that. You will just start listing things. I remember you were showing me something that you were going to write to someone that was in your family, and it was a difficult thing, right? You were trying to deal with. And I'm like, why are you telling that? Tell them this. But you forgot that. You know, that's what I usually end up doing. With guys, it's like, but be sure to tell them this. Tell them this. So it's like the nuance.
Right.
So like, but in other ways, I'm very matter of fact.
Right.
So it's like, people are just very complex. But these things that you're not communicating about, see, that's going to be where a lot of problems occur between guys and girls. Because the guy's like, what you asked?
Right.
And he's being 100% honest.
Only stuffed animal, this beach photo with the
frame. Yes, and he means that. Yeah. He isn't thinking anything or feeling anything about that. He's literally answering the question as if he's doing an inventory.
Right.
In a stock room.
And there was this poem that she wrote me that I forgot to
Yes. And the girl's like, what does that mean? What does that mean? It doesn't mean anything. Right. It might not mean a damn thing. But if you start bugging him, it might.
Right.
And if he starts thinking like that, he's not going to know what to do with that. And he might start thinking something's there when it isn't. Because you throw nuance in a situation where it doesn't need to be.
Right.
And you're going to fuck with someone's head.
Yeah.
Especially a guy.
Yeah.
Because they'll do that and they don't know.
Yeah.
So I really, really, really think that's really cute. And I get it. But throwing it all away, I would just make it very clear to her. what I just said. Mm-hmm. Actually, no, I didn't feel a thing. I was being honest. Like, to you, that's probably more of a virtue. Like, I was telling you the truth.
Right.
I could have lied to you.
Right.
And I recommended that he lie, right? but I think once you're with someone for a while, you kind of know when to not go into great depth.
Right.
And with silly things like that, honesty, yeah. I mean, if you could figure out a way to be honest about things like that and be cool with it, maybe that's better, you know? Mm-hmm. And if she's a weirdo and tells you to throw everything away, because that is weird to me. It's like, I guess I could see that in a fight, but I just don't.
Saying this is the first real fight that we've had.
Well, then she might have just said that in jest.
We've been together for 6 months. She's very upset and has pretty much given me an ultimatum.
What?
I care way more about her than I do the old stuff.
Of course you do.
But in a sense, these items remind me of how I've grown through my past relationships.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I don't want to lose my girlfriend over something like this, but I'm also
that's
scared.
Beautiful.
Because in my last relationship, I always felt like I was doing stuff that I didn't want to just to make the other person happy.
Then don't. Then write what you just wrote. Like, write that to her.
Right.
You just solved your own problem. What you wrote is really quite beautiful.
Yeah.
Extremely clearly communicated. And if she doesn't like that, I can't imagine what kind of person would not respond to that. That is so sincere.
Yeah, it's very...
I would totally respond to that.
And I think it's
I'd
so
be
nice
moved by that.
That he's so, like, someone made this for me and they loved me when they made that.
I know,
like,
I know.
Very sweet.
Maybe she, yeah, let's see how she handles a letter.
Yeah.
Because I would write all of that to her. You don't have to say it to her face. If it's easier for you to write it, write it. You did. Mm-hmm. That is perfect.
I think so too.
And if someone doesn't like it, then why do you like them?
Yeah.
Are you sure you even like them?
Right.
Do you want to waste your time?
Right.
Or do you want to find someone who really understands you?
Yeah, because I think that's a wonderful quality.
That is, he did it. He answered his own question.
Yeah.
By writing what he wrote. It's beautiful.
I think so, too.
Gosh, that's sad that in a way that he sends it to Reddit, but he doesn't feel like he can send it to this girl.
Yeah, that's interesting.
It may never have occurred to him. That's nuance, by the way.
Yes.
But, and that's helpful, mm-hmm. right? That's going to be helpful because he does know, mm-hmm. and he is right, and he knows exactly what he wants to do. Mm-hmm. And he needs to communicate that, just like he did. And then it's answered for you. And then move on. Move on. That's my opinion.
I think so, too.
Because lighten up, hon.
Yeah.
You sounds like you have a winner here.
I think so, too.
I couldn't do that. I couldn't tell someone to get rid of things that meant... You know what that tells me about that person is that they value their relationships.
Yeah.
And that would be good for me to know that.
Right.
That's how they're going to feel about me. I wouldn't dare touch that. That's a good quality.
I think so, too.
Throw it away. Am I going all over the place here?
No. You're very... I've been kind of tossing more and more bits of the question at you.
So yeah, no, I was just... Yeah, I know. But I... That's... Maybe she's shallow. Maybe she's not too deep.
Maybe. He sounds pretty deep.
Yeah. He's 22?
Yeah, she's 19.
Well, she's a teenager.
Yes, that's
now they're 19-year-olds who really aren't,
uh-huh.
and then there's some that are.
Right, right.
And she is.
Yeah.
You can find someone else. Is he in college? Oh God. I'm sorry. He'll be fine. What's so great about her? Okay. All right. Now I'm going too far.
Do you want to do a bonus question? You don't think so?
I don't know.
Let's do a short one.
Okay.
Okay. So this one actually comes from a lady.
Oh.
She is 28. She said, I've never been in a relationship, serious or flings. I've never been with anyone. I've always been pretty shy and introverted. I was pretty chubby in high school.
Aww.
Skip a few years to college and I started to be less shy talking with more people. Except that whenever someone shows interest in me, I always feel really awkward. I think the moment that made me start questioning if there was something wrong with me was when a friend of mine, 30 at the time, told me he liked me. I was convinced I had feelings for him, too. He was nice, sweet, and kind, and our interests were pretty similar. But when I started noticing that he might like me back, I started distancing myself. And once he confessed that he had feelings for me, I told him I didn't feel the same. So this year, a new friend I've been spending a lot of time with, who's 23, has asked me about the times that we've gone out in the past, and he asked if those were dates. I said yes because he's a sweetheart, one of the nicest people I've met, and yet I've been feeling anxious ever since I said that. Nothing has happened besides that, but yeah.
Okay, this requires many more questions.
Okay.
That I would have to ask.
Uh-huh.
Because I think I could get to the bottom of that,
mm-hmm.
but I would have to talk to this person.
Okay.
There's no way to gauge that. It could be a million things.
Right.
But I don't think it's for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's probably some reason.
Uh-huh.
And I think I'd be careful what therapist you check out, because I don't think you get... It's very hard to find a good therapist.
Certainly.
So if any therapists are listening to this and going, you're wrong, it's true.
Yeah. Okay. So you just don't want to
go? No, I don't, because I think that it's probably something that needs to be addressed.
Uh-huh.
Because that seems very much kind of a default for her.
Mm-hmm.
And she might not even know what she truly feels. Something kind of gets in the way for her.
Mm-hmm.
She sounds really nice. I really like her.
Yeah, she does. I like her too.
And it sounds like guys do too.
Yeah.
But there might be some things there that she might want to get on quickly, mm-hmm. because of her age, if she ever wanted to have a family.
Right.
I would definitely maybe read some books.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's good. I think that's a great way to learn. Not from dum-dums either. But maybe, deconstruct your life a little bit and just look at all of your past relationships with guys, including your dad and your brother, if you have a brother,
mm-hmm.
guy friends, and start deconstructing that a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and break down the pros and cons,
mm-hmm.
and then see how many of those line up, how many of them are consistent.
Mm-hmm.
And you might have your issue right there.
Interesting. That's a good
idea. Yeah, deconstruct that. You have to kind of go through all of these relationships with
mm-hmm.
guys. I don't think she has negative relationships with guys. It doesn't sound like that at all. But mm-hmm. there might be some little thing, and it might not be the thing you think,
mm-hmm.
that kind of set you off on this resistance to commitment,
mm-hmm.
that is probably, it might be very easy to solve. But if you're not geared that way, you may never know.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be quite easy to get there by deconstructing every kind of significant relationship you've had with guys.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that is for you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then see, well, what happened? Did I ever feel that with friends? Did I ever feel that with my own father? Did I, you know, like a resistance? Like, I don't trust him. I don't...
Uh-huh.
It's a trust thing somehow.
Yeah.
We all have trust issues, by the way. It's like, I don't get this whole, oh, trust. Yeah, everybody does. And they're not issues. It's just normal. If you live long enough, you're going to have issues with trust. So it's just figuring out what those are.
Mm-hmm.
And not making a big deal out of it,
mm-hmm.
at all, because you don't need to.
Right.
You just need to find it, mm-hmm. so that you can tie these feelings to something.
Mm-hmm.
And then solve that something. Oh, I felt this. That's why I felt that way. I didn't trust this person because they mm-hmm. were like this. And that, well, of course I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
When you're a kid, you don't have all those reasoning skills. But as an adult, when you look back at your life, you can say, oh, well, of course I would have felt that way.
Right.
But until you acknowledge it sort of by sort of revisiting it, it sounds so therapist-y, but it actually, this is how you solve problems.
Yeah,
this is not,
no, it's helpful.
Having you come in and talk about the same problem over and over again and then me crying for you. No, this is how to solve problems. It's just like fixing an engine.
Mm-hmm.
You can take it apart and then put it back together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are the ways you do relationships too. Like, what is it? Is there something in me that is kind of like stuck, like I would say almost like a record, if you know, like a record that
right.
can be stuck on a scratch. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's kind of like that. And it might just be that simple. And
yeah.
if you source it, oh, it's that. It could have been something, nothing to you now that was something to you younger.
Uh-huh.
Like, he promised he'd be there and he didn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, some weird thing that can affect a child very differently than it would an adult.
Right.
It doesn't mean you're traumatized.
Uh-huh.
It just means something got, it was traumatizing then.
Uh-huh.
For whatever reason. And it doesn't have to be now. So that's the thing I would look at. And also, if you're chubby, you know, maybe you were sent, you know, very insecure about that. Or, you know, look at that. Look at all these things. But don't look at them and get really worked up.
Mm-hmm.
Try to be very objective.
Yeah, that's really good
yeah.
advice, I think.
Like, if you throw a party and you charge people at the end of the night,
mm-hmm.
just count the money. Like, you gotta, like, you got to look at everything. Like, where did the money go? Is it over there? There was some over there. He had some. You know, it's like you just got to do it. It's sort of like an emotional, not emotional, but a bit of a mental inventory of
events. Like a life history
events.
Inventory. Yeah.
But they don't have to be big. They can be very, they're going to be, it might be so innocuous. It will shock you.
Mm-hmm.
But as a child, it might not have been.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be completely different. Mm-hmm. When you're an adult, you're not going to think of that. And yet it can stick with you. Mm-hmm. So you just have to look at that and then you can solve it. So I wouldn't go to a therapist. I would do that.
I like
how
that.
You can avoid a bad therapist fucking with your head. Listen to what I just said. Do that.
I think that's good advice.
Every time, if you have any issue, deconstruct anything that remotely looks like that in your life, not as a problem, but as a means of understanding patterns. Mm-hmm. And then you will be able to see a pattern maybe that's occurring presently, and it might look like a number of patterns, and it might be a similar pattern. Uh-huh. And then you can find the source, and then you can put a stop to it.
Right.
It's really that simple.
Okay, that was the last question. That was the bonus question. So thank you for your answers. Before we end today, I'm going to do the typical second plug to please leave a rating and review wherever you're listening, or if you can't leave a rating
and review. If you're driving, stop the car. Yeah.
If you can't leave a rating and review on the platform on which you're listening,
yeah.
Please migrate to Apple Podcasts. Just dump one there and then just get off and go back to
Overcast. Think of how good you'll feel.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll know now when you do that, I can do that with other things too.
Right.
And then you'll start doing it and you'll just feel better about yourself.
I think that's, yeah.
Well, I did.
And secondly, if you have your own relationship questions that you'd like us to answer,
or ones about your parents or
yeah, any
grandparents,
yeah. Any deep,
if you even have issues with like a cat and a dog,
yeah, anything, you know, one living being interacting upon another, just, you know,
or with another,
yeah, you can send them our
acting
way.
Acting on another,
you know,
not like animal crime. I don't think we want it.
You can send them our way to girlfriendtranslator@gmail.com.
Pet
the,
crime.
The email address is in the show notes, or you can just type it out, girlfriendtranslator.
We should just start a second one called Pet Crime.
Pet Crime Translator.
Yeah, it's like a, you have a new cat, you introduce a new cat to your old
like
cat.
Like Caesar Milan.
And that cat, like, attacks the cat. Uh-huh. We could solve those problems.
Right. Well, you'd be good at that, actually. You're good at animal interactions, too. In addition to human interactions.
We haven't asked them, though, that we have no way of getting their
no,
feedback.
No, but you've solved a lot. I feel like you've had, you know, cats, and you've kind of, you know, like, when to, like, let things be and when to, like, actually step in to solve a problem. Like, you know what sorts itself out versus what's, like, actually
oh,
a cause for concern. So I think you'd be, if you ever want to do a
okay,
show.
Okay, pets. Yeah. Bring in the pets.
So send them to girlfriendtranslator@gmail.com. The email address is in the show notes, or you can just type it out. girlfriendtranslator@gmail.com. Thank you very much, and we will see you for episode 23. Bye.
Goodbye.